Hello friends, welcome to WizSchool. Up till now, we have seen two prominent ways of acquiring shares. One is directly buying it from the stock exchange. Another one in the previous chapter through the IPOs. In chapter 10, we are going to understand various other ways of acquiring shares. This chapter highlights other ways, specifically on the bonus shares, the rights shares, the preference shares, how to acquire these shares. So we are going to cover bonus shares, preference offers, preferential offers, right offers, and others. So let's begin with what are bonus shares. Bonus shares are issued to existing shareholders in proportion to the shares they own, and the best part of it is they are issued free of cost. In 2018, Thrissur Cotton Limited gave a bonus of 3 for every 5 shares held. This meant that for every 5 shares held, a shareholder will receive 3 shares. So in total, he will have 8 shares. Bonus shares are issued to shareholders as on a particular date, which we also call it as a record date. But they cannot be renounced. Bonus shares cannot be issued to company employees, debenture holders, depositors, directors, or bonus associates. They are issued to existing shareholders. The announcement of the bonus issue is eagerly awaited by the shareholders and always greeted with euphoria. Prior to these shares were considered as a great source of actually doubling your ownership, and great speculation could happen, which can not only increase your wealth but also the market price. Bonus issues don't really change the pattern of ownership as they are allotted to the shareholders in proportion to the shares they own. The number of shares in circulation would increase, but there won't be any change in the percentage of shares controlled by the individuals or the corporations. What are the pointers one should remember regarding company issuing bonus shares? The number one pointer is bonus shares are issued by companies that are growing and who have plowed back a significant amount of profits back into the business. The value of shares of these companies are based on their earnings per share. The number two pointer is if the dividends are maintained at the same rate as prior to the bonus issue, it suggests that the company believes its income will continue to be adequate and will grow. By issuing bonus shares, companies conserve cash, otherwise they may have to pay cash dividends. Conserve shares means shares are actually issued rather than cash, and this cash conserved can be actually plowed back into the growth and development of the company. The fourth pointer is bonus shares keeps the price of shares at a reasonable level and thus keeps them within the reach of small and medium investors. A high price may not attract these investors. And the fifth pointer is by making bonus issue, a company can maintain a uniform dividend rate. So having seen the pointers, now let us see the reasons for an increase in the market price due to the announcement of bonus shares. Companies rarely reduce their rate of dividend. As a consequence, usually even after the bonus issue, the dividend declared will be the same, and because they would be getting more shares in the form of bonus shares, the dividend income is bound to increase. After the issue of bonus shares, the prices would not normally fall in proportion to the bonus issue, and as a consequence, a shareholder will make some money on these shares, which he could sell them. So in addition to the dividends that he get, he can also get some appreciation money in the form of capital gains on the shares that are issued. Bonus shares are made by capitalizing the existing reserves. It does not disturb the total of the shareholders' funds, only its composition. It is usually issued to broaden or increase the equity base, the shareholders' commitment to the company. As higher dividends too have to be paid, the issue of bonus shares have been held to be an indication of the directors' belief that the future is bright. So investment in such company would obviously be better for the shareholder. The fifth reason can be a holder of bonus share has a tax advantage for the calculation of capital gains on the sale of bonus shares. The Supreme Court has held that a bonus shares do have a cost. This cost is to be calculated by arriving at an average price based on the original cost. Let us understand this with an example. Let us assume Sanjeev purchased 500 shares of Pura Limited for rupees 12 per shares. A year later, Pura Limited issued one bonus share for every one share held, which makes the original investment remain at rupees 6,000, but the number of shares held would be exactly double, that is 1,000. Now the average cost would come to 6 rupees per share, and this would be the value of bonus shares for the capital gains tax purpose and not nil. It must be remembered that the cost of the original share would remain unaltered at rupees 12 per share for the capital gains tax purpose. So here we have a clarity on what would be the cost of the bonus shares and what would be the cost of the original shares. Method of valuation of original share purchase plus bonus shares are sold together. Here there are conflicting judgments on the method of valuation if the shares original plus bonus are sold together. And to avoid this, it is always better to sell the shares separately. Having understood the bonus shares, now let us look at the preferential offers. A preferential offer is one when a company offers shares in a company that is its associate or subsidiary to a preferred group, usually to its shareholders. This is in effect to reward its shareholders for their faith in a company, as the shares are usually offered at a very attractive price. One should study not only the details of the company whose shares are being offered, but also its project, its viability and the likes, plus the mother company. So preferential offers can be very attractive. These are usually offered to the shareholders at a very, very attractive price. It's always wise to be aware of the preferential allotment being made, and it can be very worthwhile to take this up when they come, and as a result, substantial profits can very often be made because of such preferential offers. One should remember that an individual is not under any obligation to subscribe to a preferential offer, and this gives him an opportunity to think before investing. Preferential offer of a share are attractive for various reasons. The number one reason is they are usually offered at a very attractive price, and there is a reasonable certainty that a share will appreciate with a reasonable time, which gives the actual opportunity for the shareholder to book the profits. Number two reason, they are often offered a price much lower than the ruling market price. This itself gives a clear angle to the investor as to how much profit he can book. Investor has the opportunity of selling the shares immediately after allotment, thereby making a quick profit. Number three reason why preferential shares can become attractive. The investor in a preferential offer is guaranteed a minimum number of shares. He has a firm allotment, and this removes the anxiety of will I or won't I, as we have in a public issue. preferential offers to finance a new industry or company being set up, animals invest to get the tax benefits in several cases. This we have seen in the previous chapter. A rights offer is another way of acquiring shares, like the bonus and the preferential. A rights offer is when the existing shareholders are offered a right share in the company at a price below its market price. Although after the rights share are issued, the share will fall slightly in value, investor will stand to make the handsome gains. The shareholder is offered rights in proportion to his holding, with a right to attract or with a right to apply for more. The additional amount applied for is given only if there has not been great demand or if the issue has been post upside only nominally. When are the rights issued made by the company? Rights issued are made by the company in case of need of capital, and this need of capital can be for expansion programs, diversification needs, modernization of plant and machinery, or even for financing the working capital. Rights offers are extremely worthwhile, and the shareholder can look into with a positive note. And the advantages that are provided in this rights issue can actually inspire the investor to go for it. However, few points are to remember in the rights issue also. As the rights issue is offered at a price well and truly below the market price, the shareholder stands to make a good and quick gain. The shareholder or the investor is assured of a firm allotment. The individual can, if he so wishes, sell his rights entitled to another. This is one important part. He can sell his rights entitlement to another who may wish to purchase the share. It is usually more profitable, however, to take up the rights and then sell the shares after the allotment and take the profit for oneself. The fourth important point in rights issue is it is always wise to apply for more than one rights entitlement, and rights are by and large not particularly popular, and there is always a possibility of additional shares being allotted. If one gets the rights entitlement of others, it's always worthwhile taking them up. One could make up substantial gains depending upon the company. Rights appeal to the shareholders can be done for various reasons. The first one is this issue enables shareholders to increase their shareholding without diluting proportionate ownership in the company. Rights issue increases the dividend yield and improves the price earnings on the shares, as they are usually below the market price of the shares. These issues enable the shareholder to make additional investments in the company at an attractive price. Like we have seen, the bonus, the preferential, the rights, that is another way of acquiring, which is called as private placement. Private placement occurs when the company places a large amount of shares with another company or individual at an agreed or negotiated price. This is sometimes higher than the market price, as the purchaser would be buying a significant amount and may get some way in the affairs of the company by giving a seat on the board, etc. So these are generally utilized by subscribers who want to invest a big amount and in return get some benefits like participation in the board or control in the affairs of the company. It can depend upon what type of placement it is. We have another category called others, that means other than your bonus, your preferential, your rights, as well as your private. Shares are acquired in by inheritance. An individual may inherit shares from a parent or a relative. That is a wonderful way of getting shares without actually investing, but this comes because of inheritance. The parents or the relatives might have written a will, and based on that, the property, especially the shares, are actually transmitted to whoever they have been appointed for. Next, we share can be acquired is in the form of gift. A parent or relative may gift an individual shares to the child. There can be a private transaction also. One may purchase a share from a friend or an acquaintance privately. There is no bar to this and it's often done. It is more common when individuals are buying a large chunk of company from the entity holding a substantial or controlling interest. So friends, these are various ways of acquiring shares over and above direct buying from the stock exchange or the IPO, and more or less these are specifically for the existing shareholders when we talk in terms of the bonus shares, the right shares, and even the preferential. However, what we saw in the other category, especially the inheritance and gift, can be because some kind act of your near and dear ones. Thank you.